Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalu.
Now, lads, I want your attention for this next story because it is a good news story and we all need some good news right now. So, you may not know this, but when it comes to cardiac arrest, you may have at the most 6 minutes to save someone's life. Now, this small window of opportunity means that knowing the importance of administering CPR or using a defibrillator could be the difference between life and death. Now, that point was made very, very clear in a small village in Longford recently when a community defibrillator saved the life of a local man after he experienced a sudden cardiac event. Now, the defibrillator, which is located at the church in Tang, was brought to the man's house. And local off-duty paramedic Darren Mulledy helped to administrate the vital CPR until two crews from Athlone Ambulance Service arrived on the scene. And to tell us what happened exactly, I'm delighted to be joined by Darren. He's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
It's great to have you on. Darren, can you tell us what happened?
Well, last Saturday week, the 12th of September, I got a phone call from a neighbour to say that a gentleman living nearby had his heart had stopped beating and that the family rang looking for the defibrillator. So Ben Lennon's name of the man that got the defibrillator, he brought it to the house and he asked me, was I off? I says, I am. So he says, I told Ben I'd meet him at the house. So when I got to the house, Ben was doing CPR on the gentleman. So I got the defibrillator, turned it on and put the pads on and straight away the machine looked to analyse the patient. So it analysed and it advised that a shock was available to use on the patient. So we hit the shock button, delivered a shock to the gentleman on the ground, and we could commence CPR again. And then after it analysed again, it says, do not touch the patient. Then we delivered another shock. So we gave 3 shocks of a community defibrillator in total until the ambulance service arrived. And then the ambulance service arrived, they took over their resuscitation, and they got further shocks into the gentleman. And because of the early CPR and the early access to a defibrillator, which helped resuscitate the gentleman with the ambulance service as well, is the reason why today that gentleman is around. Is because of the quick thinking that his family started doing CPR on the chest. They rang looking for a defibrillator. The defibrillator was used on the gentleman. Then they got advanced life support from 2 crews from that one ambulance service, and then the gentleman was taken to University Hospital in Galway to a specialised cardiac unit where he got definitive care. And because of all them sequence that took place, that gentleman is around today. Yeah. And it's just because, like, I can't emphasise it enough, like, everybody should know how to do CPR. Early CPR is what saves lives. Having a defibrillator in your community helps to save someone's life. Like, Athlone is roughly 10 minutes at going hard in an ambulance, driving fast. And 10 minutes is a lot of time if there's no CPR ongoing on the house. And like paramedics get an update from the controller, then they know if CPR is ongoing, they know they have a window. They have something to work on when they get there. And that's the bottom line. They knew, like, when they got to the scene, they knew that the gentleman had already received a few shocks from a community defibrillator, so they knew they had a window of opportunity, that this is a strong possibility we could resuscitate this person. And that's what it's all about. It's about resuscitating someone, you know, for the family, making sure that family has a father and a husband, you know. Mm. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
As a paramedic, when you hear that somebody is performing CPR on someone, what's your thoughts?
Well, at least if somebody's doing CPR, when someone's doing CPR, what you're doing, you're buying time until somebody gets there with a defibrillator or when trained help comes. Like, when you're doing CPR, you're providing oxygenated blood to the brain and around the body. So what you're actually doing, you're doing the work of the heart. You're pumping the chest, which is doing the work of the heart. So that's what you want to hear, if somebody is actually doing CPR. Because if no one is doing CPR and it takes you 15 or 20 minutes to come from Athlone in an ambulance, it's, the outcome is not going to be good.
You actually train people on how to use defibrillators as well. Can you explain to us why the training is so important?
in Ballymahon defibrillator group, we have a little group in Ballymahon, and we train people how to use a defibrillator, how to perform CPR with adult child and infant CPR and choking, and all these aspects of, is all included in the training. It's through the Irish Heart Foundation. It's called the Heart Savers course. It's free in Ballymahon. We've trained about a good few hundred people now at this stage. We're in existence since 2013. But it's a four-hour course. It's kind of run through in sync with a DVD. And then during the DVD, you're paused and you get down on the ground and you'll start with the help of mannequins and you perform CPR, which you're being showed by the DVD. And the instructor will show you how, if you're doing the hand, if the hand position is incorrect or correct. And then it'll go on to show you how to demonstrate how to use a defibrillator. And then your instructor then will show you how to put on the pads correctly and landmarking for the pads and everything else, and show you what to do with the safety aspects when using the defibrillator, making sure people stand clear, not to make sure that the person that's using the defibrillator is in charge and is very vocal and very mindful of safety aspects when using the defibrillator. All of this is, goes through our courses in Ballymahon, like, you know, it's a very, very good course. I've had several people doing it and said, like, they've enjoyed when they're doing it. It's like, there's no load to carry. It's a free course. You get a little cert from the Irish Heart Foundation when you finish the course.
Can I ask you, am I right in saying that CPR improves a patient's chance of survival after a cardiac arrest by 70%?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, early CPR and early access to a defibrillator does increase their chances.
So what's your advice to people? Because I've always had it in the back of my head, Darren, to do a CPR course. What would your advice to people around the country be? Do you think everybody should have a CPR course behind them?
Everybody should do it. They should be doing it, like, I know, like, from transition year upwards in schools, they're doing CPR training. And like the Irish Heart Foundation, like, they're doing a hands-only CPR, you know, and like, it's all more emphasis is now on doing the chest compressions. Chest compressions is fierce important. As I say, you're pumping the chest to get the oxygenated blood up to the brain. It's fierce important. Like, time is at the essence. If no one is doing CPR, you're at nothing at all. The outcome is not going to be good. But everybody should know how to do CPR. Like, for your own loved ones, if you're sick of your own loved ones, your fathers, your mothers, anybody can suffer a cardiac arrest at any one time. No one wants to have it, but some people just suffer. It can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
You've seen it there, cases where fit men like footballers have had cardiac arrests on the football pitch. You know, it's happening from any age. It's not just affect people in their 50s or in their 60s. It's from any age. So that's why everybody should know how to do CPR. It's no load to carry. And like, it's an enjoyable course to do.
4 hours, did you say, Darren? Is it
4 hours?
4 hours
with Irish Heart Saver. That's all it is. And like, it's fierce important, like, when you have a defibrillator in your community, everybody should know where the nearest defibrillator is.
And do when you have one group, in your car? Is that true? You carry one around in your car?
I have one. I'm with part of the group. I have one. It's a spare defibrillator I do carry, just in case if I'm around like that. I do have it in the car. It's just if I'm around and something comes in, I do have it there. But it's fierce important. I can't emphasize it enough. And like, I know myself, there's a lot of defibrillators out in the community, and I hope to God that everybody's looking after their own defibrillator, because without this equipment, if it's not been maintained, I know it costs a lot of money to replace pads. Like, pads go out of date after 2 years. When they're out in the community, out in the weather conditions, and it needs to be in the heated cabinet to protect it from extreme weather conditions. So it's fierce important. I know some groups, you hear stories where people went to the cabinet and the cabinet wasn't even a heated cabinet, where the defibrillator, the pads were out of date, the battery was dead.
So maintain
and like,
them.
You have to maintain them. If I'm going to have a defibrillator on the wall available to the community, please make sure it's maintained. Please make sure it's checked. And please make sure it's in an outdoor heated cabinet so it does protect it. There's no point in you spending hundreds of euros buying the batteries and pads and then it's not in a heated cabinet, because it won't protect your equipment.
And it is the difference between life and death, as you said there. It is fierce important. I think you've said that and you're absolutely right. You've definitely pushed me to go and do that CPR course, so thank you.
Like, this training for these courses are free. A lot of them are free. You know, all you have to do is talk to somebody who's in the ambulance service in your area, talk to somebody that does the Ordnance Malta or a Red Cross or any of the volunteer groups, and they'll be happy.
Put you in the right direction, yeah.
In the right direction. And there's loads of responder groups out there in the country that's doing great work in their own communities, and they have to be commended, like, on their off time, their downtime, their own time, giving up their own time, looking after their own community and volunteering for as a first responder in their community. And that's what it's all about. And at the end of the day, that gentleman now is alive today because of a local defibrillator, and because the people in the house and the neighbours were all trained how to do CPR.
Can I read out a text I got in for you?
Yeah.
It's from Lily, and she says, Jen, I'm literally looking at my local defibrillator group now. I need to know how to do this. My 34-year-old husband was saved by a defibrillator on a football pitch 2 years ago, and I've still not done one. This changes today. That's from Lily. So just by your conversation with me today, you've actually made somebody go and check out their local defibrillator group. So fair play to you. And I hope there's other people listening that will do the same. Darren, thank you so much for taking our call this morning. That is Darren Mulidi. He's a paramedic and founding member of the Ballymahan Defibrillator Group. And Darren was recently involved in saving the life of a local man using CPR and a defibrillator before the ambulance crew arrived. And if you would like to learn more about training in CPR, just simply visit the Irish Heart Foundation. You can find them irishheart.ie/courses, or you could check out local defibrillator groups in your area on Facebook and see when the next training event is and get involved. Like Darren said, it's only 4 hours. It's free. It is the difference between life and death. See, I told you that was going to be a good news story. And just imagine, with training and CPR and defibrillators, you could improve the survival rate of a patient who's experienced cardiac arrest by 70%. That is incredible. For 4 hours of your life, it's really nothing, isn't it? We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.